Good evening. This is Circe Wessner again with another Brat Time story. This one is called Puerto Rico, 1995 to 1999, and it was written by my son Eric. We lived there when he was little, and I didn't think he remembered much about it, but now, since he's become an adult, he's written some memoirs about it. So this one is called Puerto Rico. I can remember my first real memory of our arrival on Puerto Rico as part of my dad's duty assignment to Fort Buchanan. It was our base housing, a small square concrete block house with rampant mold growing on the roofs and walls and plastic sheeting for windows. To me, the house seemed incredibly utilitarian and depressing. There were fluorescent lights in all the rooms, and they flickered, casting a greenish-white glow everywhere. The light bounced off the semi-gloss white paint and the red and green scuffed linoleum floor. It was a very weird house. Mom did her best to make the place seem like home. She put up lots of paintings, and our eclectic collection of antiques was placed strategically about the house. My room, as best I can recall, was small but quite light, having two windows in it. My antique brass bed and old army trunk and table completed my furnishings. The walls were so hard it was impossible to hang up pictures. Outside, the housing area was rife with spiders, geckos, and lizards, and the inside was only slightly less so. We were constantly finding the local wildlife inside our house, and despite our best efforts, never could figure out how they got in the first place. We also learned that the post was infested with rats and mongooses. The problem was so bad they had to install special plastic cones on top of telephone pole wires to keep them from getting into buildings. It was around this time that we acquired our first exotic pet, an iguana we named Mirami. We rescued her from some local kids who had caught her, pierced her neck flap with a ring, and were dragging her around with a string attached to it. Mom gave the kids a few dollars and we took her home with us. She lived with us in a big wire cage on the patio for a while and ate hibiscus and fruits. We finally drove her across the island to a preserve and released her. Once we left the confines of Fort Buchanan, the island itself was beautiful. Lush tropical forests and mountains, beautiful beaches and oceans, the whole place was a paradise after you left the city. I remember many long nature walks my family took in El Yunque rainforest. We walked the trails, swam in the pools of water, or stood under the waterfalls. It was idyllic. At the time, as a child, I probably didn't take the time to ponder the majesty of nature. Instead, I was thrilled with the adventure, the chance to explore and go on adventures in the style of the buccaneers of old. I learned to scuba dive while living there, and my dad and I took several boat trips to Vieques, Culebra, and to Monkey Island. I appreciated the rich history of the island. My parents made sure I knew the stories and the history of every place we visited. San Felipe, Del Moro Fort, Castille, de San Cristobal, Old San Juan, Ponce, and many others. I remember running and climbing about the walls and battlements, hiding in tunnels, playing hide-and-seek, and imagining myself defending the fort from pirates. Every place we visited meant sampling the local food, the rice and beans, chicken, pork, and seafood, and the rich spices of the Caribbean and island flavor, which truly sets the food apart. Even now, my mother cooks rice and beans and pernil around the holidays. The rich culture, history, and exciting romantic tales and local legends were enough to keep any boy happy and occupied for hours. As I grow older, I look fondly back on these times and think to myself, if only I had stayed longer, how much more could I have done? So tonight, think about some of your favorite places you grew up. Think about what you could have done had you stayed longer. Again, this has been Circe. Good night, and we'll talk soon.